Welcome to this sitting meditation. Taking a moment to find a comfortable position where you can be seated. This might be on the floor, on a mat, or a meditation cushion. Or this could be in a chair or on the edge of a bed. Whatever position you're choosing, ensuring that you are able to sit in an upright and alert position. You may need to position a cushion or a blanket under your buttocks or your hips. Ensuring that your hips are slightly higher, perhaps, than the knees. And remembering that at any point in this practice, if you're experiencing physical pain or an intense feeling in a part of your body, that you have some choice of how to respond. The first thing is really just to notice and acknowledge that you're experiencing that pain, making note of perhaps where it is and what kind of pain it feels as though it is. And then either adjusting slightly using a cushion or changing your position slightly and mindfully, or giving a little more attention to that area, perhaps bringing your focus towards it and seeing what happens. If you do experience quite a bit of pain, the other option is to bring your attention back to the object of awareness that we're focusing on, and choosing an anchor of some kind that can bring your attention back into this present moment. And now that you're settled, feeling the contact points of your feet with the ground, whether they're folded in front of you on the floor or flat, if you're sitting in a chair. Noticing the sensation of touch and pressure in your body, where it makes that contact. And then moving your attention to the backs of the legs or the buttocks and the surface underneath them. Back should be upright, in an alert and dignified posture. And notice that unless you're having a lot of back issues, that the back should be upright and not leaning back on the chair. The face and jaw can be soft. The arms down by the side or the hands folded in the lap. And recognizing that during this practice, it would be perfectly normal for the mind to wander. And that the intent with the sitting meditation is not to stop the mind from wandering, but rather instead to notice when it has wandered. So in a sense, we're dealing skillfully with mind wandering by acknowledging it, noting it, becoming aware of it, and then anchoring back gently and with friendliness to the present moment. Bringing awareness now to the breath, wherever it is most easy to feel it. So this might be the nostrils, or if you're breathing in and out through the mouth. It might even be the chest or the belly, and if this is the case, you're welcome to place your hands on those parts to help bring your connection between the physical and the breath. Really feeling and becoming aware of the sensations of the breath as it comes in and out of the body. You may notice the physical sensations. It might be the feeling of the air on your nostrils or your mouth. Or it might even be the rising and falling of your chest or your abdomen. Perhaps even noticing the pauses in between the breaths. So where does the in-breath end and the out-breath begin, and vice versa? Can you notice the pauses in between? And this is really an opportunity to be in the being mode instead of the doing mode. Just really knowing that there's no special way you need to be breathing or manipulating or changing the breath, that the breath is as it is in this moment. And what you're doing is simply noticing it, simply feeling it. In a sense, this is feeling deeply into the nature of human experience. We all breathe, and we breathe all day long and all night long, but it's something that we don't often pay attention to. And if the mind starts to wander, as it often does, perhaps thinking about things from another part of the day, either the past or coming up, or other experiences with sitting meditations, or anything that might arise, just noticing and becoming aware of the thoughts coming. And then gently bringing your attention back to the breath. And this practice of being with the breath helps us let go of aversion or clinging, meaning that the breath comes and goes, and as much as we might want to or would try to hold our breath, that under most circumstances, our breath will just flow in its own way. We don't really have to make it do anything. Just be in our naturalness, and however the breath is okay. No need for judging or self-criticism or having a little competition with ourselves about how long we can extend our breath. And really just being with what is. And now expanding our awareness into the sensations of the whole body. So keeping the awareness of the breath in the background, but really now sensing the body as a whole. Feeling any changing patterns of sensations in the body. And this can include particular sensations that might draw our attention, different body parts or different feelings, and remembering that if there's any pain at any point, that You have a choice of how to respond. And you don't need to respond to the pain in the same way that you do in your regular daily life. Perhaps there are some patterns of avoiding or not wanting there to be pain, and a lot of stories that go along with that. So how can we bring a beginner's mind to this practice and approach our pain in a different way? So can we notice it and perhaps even name it? So it might be lower back pain, sharp or throbbing. And then choosing to just be with that for a very brief moment, almost as if a very light touch of that pain. And then choosing whether to mindfully shift a position or bring the attention back into the breath or even into the feet or another anchor. And also knowing that at any point, if you've had your eyes closed, you can also choose to open them. Sometimes, just like feelings of physical pain, we might also have an intensity of emotion or feeling, or even repetitious thoughts. This is very common during a seated meditation, and again, there's no need to overwhelm or force ourselves to be in this heightened state of intensity or anxiety. So if this happens at now or at any point, knowing that you can open the eyes gently and keep a soft focus or look around the room if that's helpful, it can also be helpful to reground yourself in the contact points with the floor or the chair. And for some people, focusing on the breath can help as well. But if this seems to make things more intense, then there's no need to bring your attention back to the breath. So really just being with whatever experience is here as you bring and keep your attention with the body. Are you able to hold your attention with any sensation, if any, that you're noticing? So if you have made any gentle movements to adjust, ensuring that you're mindful during those movements or adjustments and being present with the effect of any little transitions or modifications or movements. Really noticing what the choice you've made, what kind of effect it has had. And it doesn't come from a thinking place, but rather a feeling place, into the sensations or what you feel inside. This is really offering you an opportunity and a different perspective of what it can mean to be present in the body. Staying present and what that means when you stay present. So maybe it's an itch or even a sleeping leg. Does this experience change over time if you let it be? And if your mind has wandered, recognizing the tendency of the mind to wander, and this will happen again and again. So with ease and friendliness, kindly recognizing when it's happened and bringing your attention back into the body. returning your attention to the present moment. However many times you need to do this. Noticing that we have this flexibility of attention. It's similar to when we do a body scan or mindful movement where we're bringing attention to different things. And this is the same in a sitting meditation. It's all there for us. And whatever is present in this moment, in each moment, that everything changes and nothing stays the same, and how we find ourselves in a practice one day might be completely different than how we find the practice the next time we do it. Bringing our attention back into the present moment, into your anchor and into your breath and your body. And this is also about self-care and not letting ourselves zone out or become numb. There are still things to experience, and we can do this with curiosity and exploration. Knowing that there's no particular way that we need to be feeling in any certain meditation or mindfulness practice. There's no particular outcome or way of being. So letting go of needing or wanting to do or be anything in particular. Just allowing the experience to be as it is. And bringing your attention back now into the body and into the breath. Noticing the inhale and the exhale. And now releasing your attention of the breath back into your body, releasing your hands. Feeling those contact points again with the ground, with the chair, your feet, your legs, your buttocks, and perhaps your hands. And gently, when you're ready and it feels safe to do so, opening your eyes slowly if they've been closed. Starting to move the body gently, bringing your attention back into this room where you are, this place and this space. Maybe doing some gentle ankle rolls or wiggling the fingers or toes. Maybe even taking a stretch, raising the arms up. And a couple of nice, deep, full breaths. And settling in as we bring this sitting meditation to a close.